This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and it's right at the bottom of the hour. I'm today's host, Scott Burton. Our next guests are with the Alaska Department of Transportation. We have Catherine Wilkins, who is a construction manager. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. David Epstein, a traffic and safety engineer. David, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Sam Dapsovich, a public information officer. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us on today, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. This is very exciting. We are here to talk about the two new roundabouts on the Mendenhall Loop Road. One is a one-lane roundabout. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sam. This is going to be the one kind of by Duck Creek Market there on Stephen Richards. And then a two-lane roundabout out by Floyd Dryden. Is it true?
It's the other way around.
Actually, it's the reverse of that. So the one-lane roundabout, a lot of Juno drivers have probably noticed it's already in operation. And we'll soon be putting the two-lane roundabout, which is on Stephen Richards and Loop Road, into operation.
Got it.
Shows so we wanted to reach out. We wanted to give Juno drivers some tips on how to drive through a two-lane roundabout today. So David and Catherine are super knowledgeable on that. And there's about four main points we wanted to go through.
Yeah, so I guess just to say that the Floyd Dryden roundabout is in operation and people are using it, and it's just like the one at Douglas or at Ock Bay. People are used to it and they know what they're doing. So I think that we kind of don't even really need to talk about that one. That's old news.
All right.
Although it's very exciting, and it'll be great for people coming out of Floyd Dryden to be able to make that left-hand turn, which has always been so challenging. But the big one is the new one, which is not yet in operation, at Stephen Richards and Hayloft Way there at Duck Creek Market, as you said, where it'll be two lanes, and people have expressed a concern or like, I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to drive through this thing. It's complicated. And then that brings back terrifying memories of being in roundabouts in foreign countries and not knowing what you were doing in your rental car and stuff. So I just want to say we have some very, very simple points. And it is, when you're in the two lanes, which would be like on the Loop Road, you pick a lane and you stay in your lane. And so you don't change lanes. You pick a lane, you don't change lanes. If you've accidentally picked the wrong lane, that's just too damn bad. Sorry, I shouldn't be pressing on that. But do not change lanes, because that's where you're going to be sideswiping people and whatnot. Stay in your lane. If you're going straight, you pick either lane, you're fine. You keep going straight.
When in doubt, stay in your lane.
If you want to turn left, pick the left lane.
Good advice just for life in general, right? Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. That's right. If you accidentally, you're in the left lane and you really wanted to turn right, well, you can loop around. You know, if you could loop down to Floyd Dryden and go all the way around and go back again, might be exciting as a way of getting to know the area. But just pick a lane and stay in your lane and everything will be fine.
All right. David Epstein, you're a traffic and safety engineer. Maybe take us back a little to the motivation. Why are roundabouts good?
Roundabouts are good because they reduce fatal crashes. They reduce crashes overall. And an unfortunate incident should occur where there is a crash in a roundabout, it's likely to be less serious because the type of collision you will have is essentially a side swipe, number one. Number two, by their very design, drivers are going slower in a roundabout because of the geometry. I want to expand on what Catherine said a little bit from a safety aspect. We're going to have special visual aids on the Loop Road approaches to Stephen Richards and the Glacier Side approach to Floyd Dryden, the rapid rectangular flashing beacon, which you've seen on Riverside Drive by the Alaska Club, and we just got done constructing one on our 10th to Main project on Egan Drive downtown. Pedestrian will push a button, a yellow strobe bar will light up, and just basically a visual safety enhancement to approaching drivers that there is a pedestrian waiting to cross the road. So be wary of them. And generally speaking, you know, on the side streets, Hayloft and Stephen Richards, there won't be RRFBs. Just be on the lookout for bicyclists and pedestrians.
And David, let's stay with you for a second here. I think we've all seen traffic out there on Mendenhall Loop Road, and I think you alluded to this earlier, but this is actually going to help reduce traffic. Is that right?
It'll help keep traffic moving. That's also a fundamental design feature of a roundabout. You have to yield to traffic that's already in the roundabout, but there won't be a red light, you know, the stop condition isn't there. Of course, if you have to yield to someone, then you're stopped, but you likely won't have to wait the equivalent of what a full, you know, red light cycle was with the signal.
All right. Catherine Wilkins, you're a construction manager of these projects. What's been one of the biggest challenges for you getting these put in?
Well, we've been kind of lucky this year in that our challenges were somewhat reduced because the traffic volume was reduced due to the pandemic. We had originally planned that we were going to do this over 2 years. We were going to do one roundabout per year because we were really concerned about traffic being backed up during the course of construction. But with the reduced traffic volumes, of course, no tour buses going out to the glacier, that sort of thing. The contractor proposed that they would do both at the same time, which means you drive through a construction zone and then you drive through another construction zone. But we managed to make it work, and traffic kept moving, and it's been good. And we also were able to get a early start. We had a lot of good weather in May. We didn't have any good weather after that, as you know. And school is not in session, which is a sad thing, but it also means we have been very fortunate not to have to deal with school buses or a lot of children on foot and that sort of thing, which also is just something we're all about safety. And it's been, again, a blessing in disguise to have this little pandemic, this pandemic going on that's helped us quite a bit.
All right. Let's go on a virtual drive through the new two-lane roundabout, if you will. Imagine, we want to go out to the glacier and visit the glacier. So we're heading north along Mendenhall Loop Road, and we're coming up to the two-lane roundabout. And let's say that we want to go to Duck Creek Market first.
All right.
I'm guessing we want to be in the left lane. Is that right?
That's right. And let me ask you a question. Once you're in the left lane, are you going to change lanes on me?
Catherine, I'm going to stay in my lane no matter what.
That's a good idea. So you get in the left lane. Now you're in the roundabout. By the way, as you approach the roundabout, the road wiggles a little bit. And it does that. Like, you kind of like find that you have to like pay attention and be alert. And what that does, because we're very clever this way, you've slowed down. Maybe it wasn't your intention of slowing down, but we slowed you down a little bit. And you're feeling much more alert. Maybe you see a pedestrian who wants to cross and they've pressed the button for the RRFB. And now there's a little strobe and the pedestrian makes eye contact with you and you stop. And you let them go across. Then you get in the roundabout and guess what? You have the right of way because you're in the roundabout. You yielded to any traffic already in the roundabout. And here comes a guy who wants to enter from Hayloft Way on the right-hand side. He's coming from Glacier Valley School, but you don't let him in because you have the right-of-way. You keep going and you go three-quarters of the way around and you exit because you have the right-of-way. The cars that are coming from the glacier, they've stopped to let you go because you have the right-of-way because you stayed in your lane and you exit and you go to Duck Creek. That's how that works.
All right. And so we go to Duck Creek and we get a snack because we're going out to the glacier and we have our snack.
You're only allowed water at the glacier.
And we get back in the car And now I guess, let's see if I can get this right. We're heading east on Stephen Richards Drive back towards the two-lane roundabout. And now, you know, we want to get in the roundabout and go to the glacier. So again, I'm guessing that we want to, well, tell me what to do, Catherine.
Well, I'm good at telling people what to do. That's why I'm a construction manager, just saying. But there's only one lane, okay? You're coming from Stephen Richards, and it's not two lane. I mean, well, one lane in each direction, but okay. So you're in your lane, the lane, and as you approach the roundabout, you look to see, is there traffic in the roundabout? Is there a gap? Can I safely enter? You wait for the gap and you safely enter, just as if you lived on North Douglas and you're trying to get in that roundabout there, okay? You've done this before, you can do it. You get a gap in the traffic, you get in, and you go, and now you have the right of way because you're golden, you're in there. You don't have to apologize to anybody for anything. You're in your lane, you go. And you go 3/4 the way around and you exit and you head to the glacier. By the way, if there is a large tractor trailer in the roundabout, you don't want to snuggle up next to them because those things swing wide.
Okay.
David can explain some of the minutia of the tractor trailer concept in a roundabout. David?
Well, thank you, Catherine. Yes, one of the features of a roundabout to try and avoid having that uncontemplated meeting with a vehicle driving beside it, a roundabout has a feature called a truck apron, which basically is a mountable curb and an area just beyond it where a large vehicle like a tractor trailer or a tour bus can drive up on it to not encroach on that outboard lane. Another built-in safety feature of a roundabout. So if you see, you know, a big vehicle and they're driving up on the center island, that's what, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. So don't be alarmed by that.
All right, Catherine, should we add patience to staying in your lane? Just if you see a big tractor trailer or bus, just kind of let them get through?
Yeah. You want to give those guys room. They swing wide. And I think if they were... There's probably an exact perfect trajectory where they would not swing wide, but human beings being human beings, sometimes things just are a little bit wider and you're just better off not getting next to them. That's only in the case of the big vehicles. For regular cars, that's not a concern.
Okay.
Yeah, these are our main points is I think, you know, people are going to be anxious and concerned about it and stuff, but it's really fine. After you've done it a couple of times, it'll be great. Remember when the roundabout was built at Douglas Highway mm-hmm. and what a tremendous improvement we saw in just the big backups we used to have of all the people coming from North Douglas. It just stopped. I mean, it's a really wonderful thing.
Got it. So let's see. It's September 21st today. When is this going to open? Sam, should we pitch that
question
to you?
Yeah.
I'll let Catherine answer that. I know we're planning by the end of this month, but I don't know a specific date yet.
There's a number of different things. We have got little bits and pieces that are still going to be going into October, specifically having to do with electricity and light fixtures and RRFBs and whatnot. So the paving, we are watching the weather. We still have some paving to do. We still have some concrete work to do. Optimistically September 30, but give or take a little bit. I don't have a firm exact date. A lot of it's weather dependent and we'll see where it goes, but we're very close. It will be very soon.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking to the Alaska Department of Transportation about the new two-lane roundabout that's going to be opening up here at the end of September, early October, out in the valley by Duck Creek Market. Pretty exciting. Thanks for your work, you three, on getting this going. Exciting to see it. Is there anything that we're missing or anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners? Sam, I haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, one thing that came to mind while we were talking is if you're in the roundabout and an emergency vehicle comes up on you with their lights flashing, don't stop in the roundabout. Make sure you proceed through and then pull over. So
Okay, that's also good to know.
I'd like to also give a shout out to CECON, our construction contractor, because they were the ones who opted to accelerate the schedule. And they, down at Floyd Dryden, they built, they built what they call the, the shoe fly. Anyway, they built a thing to get around the roundabout while they were working in the area. And it's been very successful. They've been really terrific with some of the people who have property frontages along there and working with members of the public on Dudley Street and is it not Chelsea Court, the other one, Chauncey Court. Anyway, just to say that I do want to give them a lot of credit for doing such a good job for us this summer in all the construction.
Sounds good. David, anything you'd like to add?
No, sir. Just thank you for the opportunity to be on the show today.
You're welcome. That's David Epstein, a traffic and safety engineer. We've also been hearing from Catherine Wilkins, a construction manager, and Sam Dapsovich, public information officer with the Alaska Department of Transportation. To recap, stay in your lane, be patient, and don't stop if there's an emergency vehicle coming. Did I get that right, Catherine?
I think that all sounds good. Be patient and be alert. You'll slow down and pay close attention, and those are always good things, and stay in your lane.
All right. I think I'm going to try the roundabout like maybe early in the morning or late at night when it's quiet at first to practice. Is that a good choice?
That's a great idea.
All right. Thanks, you three. Take care. Thanks for your work.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.